I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, I'll name the dogs.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now in Japan, where he will meet the new prime minister for the first time. She's the country's first woman prime minister. Plans are for the two leaders to discuss trade. Later this week, trade talks with China will be held as President Trump's tour of Asian countries continues. Hurricane Melissa has grown to a powerful Category 5 storm as it approaches Jamaica. ABC's Aika Jachi is in Kingston and has been talking to tourists.
How am I going to get home?
With all major airports now closed on the island, many tourists suddenly finding themselves stuck, caught in the path.
They are blocked out flights all week.
We spoke with Donnelly Gordon, an American visiting from Atlanta, who has been desperate to get off the island since Friday.
Officials say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in Jamaica. Government shutdown continues. Now the Agriculture Department is warning that the nation's supplemental food program will not be funded past this weekend. This is ABC News. Two suspects now under arrest in connection with the theft of the crown jewels from the Louvre in Paris. Police think they were both trying to flee the country. Investigators in Texas are looking for clues in a triple homicide.
Two 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old were shot Friday inside a car in Nacogdoches near the Texas-Louisiana state line. 17-year-old Hector Quarenta turned himself in last night, but Assistant Police Chief Dan Taravella says the search for evidence continues.
Video footage, security camera footage from the area, and we're piecing things together.
He says no clear motive has been established for the triple slaying. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Nearly two dozen hikers have been rescued from New Hampshire's Mount Washington after a sudden early season snowstorm. Officials say it caught the hikers by surprise. Many of them were underdressed for the snow, some of them wearing sneakers. Many of those hikers showed signs of hypothermia when they were picked up near the summit. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows you've got enough to worry about in life.
Hi, it's your life again. Feel like another year is just slipping away? Yeah, remember all those New Year's resolutions you made? You still haven't finished the first book. Just 19 more to go. I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't a very realistic goal. Have you ever considered that you intentionally self-sabotage? So, what's that about?
So, let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's Macy's Friends and Family, the best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands. Like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star Money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain, especially after midnight, are low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, rain likely with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. State and local officials have responded to the decision by the Trump administration to deny additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Governor Tony Evers says he'll appeal the rejection of the additional funds request he made in August. A new initiative targeting inappropriate behavior at high school athletic events in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has launched its Hear It, See It, Report It initiative with the hopes of making it easier and more effective to report bad behavior. And you can help Wisconsin bats during International Bat Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to attend a local education bat event and find out how you can help the species. Head to the DNR's website for more information and to find an event near you. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Ansane Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand. The village of Pepin is working on some issues related to their water and wastewater treatment facilities. The Wisconsin DNR inspected both facilities last month and found 15 items that the village must respond to within 30 days. The village is also continuing to deal with water loss in the water system and is looking at possible grants to help locate the water leaks and repair those leaks. Red Wing police are claiming an international cybercrime group is behind recent swatting calls. Two hoax emergencies that prompted large-scale armed responses earlier this month have been linked to 764, an extremist cybercrime terror group. The group is accused of manipulating children and vulnerable people through blackmail, extortion, and swatting in hopes they join the group and participate in the violence. 764 has been designated as a terrorist group by both the Department of Justice and FBI. The swattings occurred on October 14th and 16th at a home in Red Wing. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Department is investigating an accident in which an 85-year-old man died from his injuries over the weekend. The accident happened a week ago yesterday. Authorities say a motorist lost control of his car in a roundabout on County Road E and rolled into a ditch. The driver, who was identified as Paul Paulson from Holton, was extricated from his car and rushed to Regents Hospital. He died of his injuries over the weekend. United Airlines is coming back to central Wisconsin next year. The company announced that it would begin to offer three flights to Chicago daily from Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. A spokesperson for the airline says the move will now allow customers greater access not only to Chicago, but all the other places they'd like to go. Tickets for the new flights, which begin on May 21st, are going on sale. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Wisconsin's most wanted fugitive, Armando Berrigan, is in custody after being arrested in Mexico. Berrigan has been on the run since 2005 following federal racketeering charges. U.S. Marshals tracked him down with assistance from Mexican authorities and the Monterey Consulate. The former Latin Kings leader is accused of ordering the killing of an innocent bystander at a gas station as a teenager. Dane County leaders are calling on state regulators to decide whether a controversial dog breeder should lose its license. This comes as Ridgeland Farms faces backlash over conditions at its Blue Mounds facility. The location supplies puppies for research and faces allegations of more than 300 animal welfare violations. A judge previously found probable cause of criminal animal cruelty and appointed a special prosecutor to investigate. Ridgeland has denied all allegations as it faces a proposed $55,000 civil fine. The University of Minnesota is opposing President Trump's academic compact. The University Senate said the president's provisions are, quote, anti-ethical, unquote, to the university's mission and would endanger the school's independence and integrity. Another faculty center said signing the compact would set a precedent that future administrations could use to suppress any viewpoints that they don't like. Trump's compact is asking the schools signing on to pledge allegiance to conservative values, among other demands. The resolution opposing the compact was approved 123-18. The Trump administration has denied federal disaster assistance for several Wisconsin counties after severe flooding in August caused over $26 million in damage. Governor Tony Evers announced that he would appeal the decision on Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Washington counties so they can receive necessary support. Governor Evers says the state will fight tooth and nail to ensure communities get every possible resource to rebuild and recover. FEMA determined that the public assistance program was not warranted, despite significant impacts to individuals and households. Preliminary damage assessments by FEMA and the Wisconsin Emergency Management confirmed the extensive costs. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wally Banks at VFW 8729 salutes our American heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, ensure our freedoms here and abroad. From veterans of foreign wars to our servicemen and women here and overseas, to the police, fire departments, and EMTs, we salute you. This message courtesy of Wally Banks at VFW 8729, located at 115 North Franklin Street in Lake City, working to keep our community moving forward in a positive direction. VFW 8729, on the air because they care.
Jordan Love completed 20 straight passes in the second half, throwing for 360 yards and three touchdowns. The Packers knocked off the Steelers 35-25 in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Love out-dueling his mentor, Aaron Rodgers.
There's that added level of pressure. I knew coming in this week, this is going to be a very hyped-up game and very talked-about game for A-Rod coming back and playing against the Packers for the first time and, you know, obviously us going up against each other. So, you know that. And like I said at the beginning of the week, my mindset was just trying to come out here and focus on getting that win.
Tucker Kraft pulled down seven passes for 143 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Packers to their third straight win. Kraft on Jordan Love.
20 straight completions.
that's how we get the ball going. You know, it takes everybody. Everybody needs to step up and do their 111th one play at a time, and that's what we saw today. Jordan, he played a hell of a game. That's what we need out of him every week, so he did his part.
Packers improved to 5-1-1. They'll host Carolina this Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears saw their four-game win streak come to an end, falling to the Baltimore Ravens 30-16. The Chiefs and Commanders close out Week 7 on Monday Night Football tonight. Bucks lost for the first time this season, falling to the Cavaliers in Cleveland 118-113 yesterday. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 40 points and 14 rebounds. A.J. Green added 20 points in the loss. Bucks will host the Knicks on Tuesday night. The Badger women's volleyball team beat Oregon in four sets on Sunday, improving to 8-2 in the Big Ten. The top-ranked Badger women's hockey team blanked Minnesota State 8-0 yesterday to improve to 10-0 on the season. They'll host rival Minnesota next weekend. The football Badgers fell to Oregon 21-7 in Eugene on Saturday, and the World Series shifting to L.A. for games 3, 4, and 5. The Dodgers hosting Toronto tonight, Game 3. That series is tied 1-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are back above 500 with a 114-110 win over the Indiana Pacers at the Target Center. Anthony Edwards played just 3 minutes before leaving the game with a hamstring injury. Julius Randle led the team in Edwards' absence, finishing with 31 points and 6 assists. The Timberwolves host the Nuggets tonight. The Minnesota Wild are on a 3-game losing streak following a 6-5 overtime loss against the San Jose Sharks. The Wild had tied the game with just over 2 minutes to play when Joe Eriksson-Ek knocked in the equalizer. Now, Marcus Johnson also scored in the losing effort. Minnesota's in seventh place in the Central Division. They host the Jets tomorrow night. The Minnesota Vikings spend the week getting ready for their game against the Detroit Lions. The Vikings are coming off a humiliating 37-10 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday. Minnesota is now in last place in the NFC North. J.J. McCarthy is expected to start at quarterback for the first time since Week 2. Sunday's game is at noon. The Minnesota Golden Gophers put together a lifeless performance during a 41-3 loss to Iowa on Saturday. The Gophers trailed at 31-0 at halftime. Iowa was able to coast to the win. Drake Lindsey passed for 109 yards and 3 interceptions in the losing effort. Minnesota's now 3-2 in the Big Ten, 5-3 overall. The Gophers will host Michigan State on Saturday. There are 4 finalists for the Minnesota Twins manager's job. The Athletic reports that the team has narrowed its search down to Derek Shelton, James Rosen, Ryan Flattery, and Scott Service. Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, October 10th, announced that it was declining to take up an appeal in the well-publicized corner crossing case out west.
The announcement means that the decision from the 10th Circuit Court now stands, and corner crossing remains legal in six states across the West. The rest of the country, however, remains in legal limbo as far as corner crossing goes. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The act known as corner crossing will remain legal in six western states within the 10th Circuit Court District after the U.S. Supreme Court last week rejected a Wyoming ranch owner's request for appeal of a 2021 trespass case. Had the U.S. Supreme Court taken up the appeal and sided with the 10th Circuit ruling, then corner crossing could have been expanded nationwide. Now the ruling only applies to states within that circuit. Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas, along with the parts of Yellowstone National Park that stretch into Idaho and Montana. That includes more than 3.5 million acres of public lands. Conservationists applauded the ruling. Quote, "This win is historic, but it cannot be mistaken for the finish line," said Jack Palentes, a spokesperson from Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. How the ruling affects the rest of the nation remains to be seen. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
It's Byron at Martinsville as the Championship Four is set. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap, sponsored by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
William Byron led a race-high 304 of 500 laps to win yesterday's Xfinity 500 at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. The win for Byron was good enough to qualify him to the Championship Four this weekend at the Phoenix Raceway.
Can't really get my head around it yet, but just a really good job by this whole group. Everyone worked really hard coming here, and it's amazing what you can do, you know? You got to put your mind to it, and yeah, we had a good week of preparation.
Byron will be joined by his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, Kyle Larson, along with Joe Gibbs Racing drivers, Denny Hamlin and Chase Briscoe, in the championship race. Ryan Blaney fell one spot short in yesterday's event, needing to win to move on, finishing second, while Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain, and Kyle Larson completed the top five. Six through ten went to Ryan Preece, Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, Todd Gilliland, and Josh Berry. Hamlin and Briscoe, who advanced to the championship four through wins the last 2 weeks, failed to finish yesterday due to mechanical failure. With the championship four now set, the NASCAR Cup Series moves to the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona for the final race of the season this Sunday. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1598. That's 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs near 60, southeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming cloudy, 40% chance of rain late, lows low 40s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, highs mid-50s. Wednesday, sunshine highs mid-50s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Mondovi, Lake City, Nelson, and Wabasha all at 40. Pepin and Plum City, 39. O'Galley, 38. Here at WRDN, sunshine 43 with Morgan Wallen and Wasted on You. It's 8:25.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Today.
was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Feel lucky today.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home, 8:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Haunted Trail at Holden Park coming up on Friday with the Pepin County Land Conservation Department. Everything gets underway at 4 o'clock over at Holden Campground. If you'd like more information, just visit the Pepin County Land Conservation's Facebook page. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian won his Emmy for a guest appearance on the TV show Cheers. He's also one of the co-founders of Monty Python's Flying Circus. Yeah, he's been in a whole bunch of movies, too, including Die Another Day, A Fish Called Wanda as well. John Cleese, 86 today. Lee Greenwood celebrating birthday number 83 today. Also, Academy Award-winning actor Roberto Benigni is 73. He won an Oscar for his film Life is Beautiful.
Also, actor Patrick Fugit is 43. He's best known for the movie Almost Famous. This actress had a role in 666 Park Avenue and General Hospital. Talking about Samantha Logan, 29 today. Basketball player Lorenzo Ball is 29. He was selected second in the 2017 NBA draft and ends up playing for the New Orleans Pelicans. Born on this date, sewing machine inventor Isaac Singer. The Singer sewing machine. Born in the state in 1811. Former President Theodore Roosevelt. Born in the state in 1858. Emily Post, the etiquette expert. Born in the state in 1872. Emmy Award-winning Tonight Show host producer Fred DiCordova, born in the state in 1910. Also, Emmy Award-winning actress Nanette Fabre, born in the state in 1920. She won two Emmys for her work on the 1950s show Caesar's Hour. She was also on One Day at a Time and Our Gang as well. Baseball Hall of Famer Ralph Kinner, born in the state in 1922. Former Secretary of State Warren Christopher, born in the state in 1925. Former White House Chief of Staff H.R. Let's cover up that Watergate break-in, Haldeman. Born in the state in 1926. Yeah, oops. Hall of Fame pianist Floyd Kramer, born in the state in 1933. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame as well. Birthdays from yesterday, Mary Beth Serum, happy birthday. Also, Gary Pickering Jr. had a birthday yesterday. Kelly Helwig has a birthday today. Ted Lapine celebrating a birthday. Rock Taylor, happy birthday. Joy Bear has a birthday today. Also, Nancy Olson Bowers celebrating a birthday today. And Lynn Holland has a birthday today as well. So, all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner, and they win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget, use that Dairy Queen app. Earn rewards points, and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now. They're offering 30-day dry-aged ribeyes. Oh, boy. Find out more about that and those beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the Birthday Anniversary Club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Calling all fall fanatics. Pumpkin, toffee, maple. The new DQ Fall Treat Menu has arrived for just a limited time. Get the ultimate spoonful with our fall favorite pumpkin pie blizzard treat made with real pumpkin pie pieces. Or try our new caramel toffee cookie blizzard treat, a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. So go fall in and savor the season with the irresistible Fall Treat Menu. Get it delivered in the app.
Whether your retirement is far off or fast approaching, now's the time to plan. I'm Carrie Scott.
And I'm Tracy Fairweather. We're your local Thrivent agents, and we can help you work towards your goals with confidence. Let's connect to assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation.
Call us at 715-672-5458 to get started. That's 715-672-5458.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs near 60, southeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming cloudy, 40% chance of rain, late lows low 40s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, highs mid 50s. For Wednesday, sunshine,
highs mid-50s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, Lake City, and Mondovi all at 40. Pepin and Plum City, 39. O'Galley, 38. Here at WRDN, Sunshine, 43. With Florida Georgia Line, and may we all, it's 840.
Get a one star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, wears your ball cap backwards, kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all. Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of famous ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis straight right above the Tupac. Memory goes round and round.
to be. Getting stoned all alone on my favorite memory. Yes, I
listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Tucker Wetmore, 3-2-1 and 8-49. Join Chip Fleury for the latest news and information affecting rural America and the farm markets, too, with AgriTalk. That's this afternoon from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, AI, artificial intelligence, being used in more and more things. And it's not perfect. Case in point, officials in Baltimore are calling for an investigation after an AI gun detection system mistook a bag of chips for a gun. Yeah, that's a little bit off. Baltimore County officials say the mistake happened at Kenwood High School on Monday and was unacceptable. Well, of course. Kenwood High School student Taki Allen says he was eating a bag of chips while waiting for friends after football practice. Crumpled up the bag, put the bag in his pocket. Didn't want to throw it on the ground. Good kid. 20 minutes later, the police are there.
ordering him on the ground now. Then they slapped the handcuffs on him and the whole bit. They did a search. Yeah, no gun, just a bag of chips. Oops.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
In sports, it's the dream team. And if your car is out of warranty, there's a team for that as well. You, the driver, your mechanic, and Endurance to pay for the repair bills. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance auto protection plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-290-0497. That's 800-290-0497. 800-290-0497.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's a little complicated. She'll make a mind up just to change it. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting. Around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The Money River Bank, she's the first in and the last down. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never. You thought your plan was parking to figure out where your heart is, so twist it up. Have you spending every weekend and every penny you've been keeping just to figure out what she's thinking when you're thinking it's love? 'Cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never. Jump on a drop and I'm
rubber squealing, gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, yeah, where it's George Strait real late, and that's a cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, everything's just rolling. Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's gone, and they're gonna get hurt. Sun comes up.